From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he expects full Senate debate on a health care bill to start the week after next. Bills have now passed the Senate committees preparing them. Reid will have to come up with one Senate version that can be reconciled with a House version. Northern California residents are coping with a fierce winter storm that is sweeping through their region. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports from Modesto.
Heavy rain and strong winds have flooded roads, downed trees and limbs, and caused a mudslide that trapped a resident in her home. Record amounts of rainfall have been reported in a number of areas. In Stockton, officials received more than 300 calls of fallen trees and limbs. City spokeswoman Connie Cochran says crews responded immediately.
Street crews and parks maintenance crews have been redeployed to help clear debris and limbs. We are contract with West Coast Arborists, and they've been doing a lot of the tree work for us as well.
There have been tens of thousands of reports of power outages. Utility officials say all available crews have been deployed. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The Commerce Department today reports on retail sales in the U.S. economy for September. Most analysts are expecting a drop in sales, as Danielle Carson reports.
Industry groups try to be bullish about retail sales, but expectations are low for the latest numbers.
The month of September will most likely represent another month of challenging sales for retailers and a consumer that's still hibernating.
Scott Krugman is with the National Retail Federation. With unemployment hovering near 10%, he says job worries and tight credit make for stingy shoppers.
Consumers are still in a little bit of shell shock. They're still very discouraged by the high unemployment rate. And as long as that fear is in the back of their head, it's going to be a challenge for them to loosen those purse strings.
But retailers aren't panicking because they've cut their inventories. The National Retail Federation expects sales to slide 1% in November and December. But other industry groups are more sanguine and predict sales to inch up 1% in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Ford Motor Company is further expanding the largest recall in its history. It involves switches in cruise control devices that can leak fluid, leading to fires. The expansion by 4.5 million brings the total recall to 14.3 million vehicles. Company spokesman Wes Sherwood says that some of the vehicles being recalled may not even be on the road anymore.
The vehicles are older models, mainly trucks, SUVs, and vans. That average about 10 model years or older.
But Sherwood says though the vehicles don't pose a major safety risk, Ford wants to reassure its customers. Major European stocks rose today after microchip giant Intel issued a bullish outlook. Asian stocks outside Japan rose to high levels, highest levels since August. This is NPR News. A federal jury says it's reached a verdict on one charge against former Washington lobbyist Kevin Ring. But it isn't saying what the verdict is as it continues to deliberate on seven other charges in the corruption case. Here's NPR's Peter Overby with more on that story.
Federal prosecutors portray Kevin Ring as the chief operating officer for Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff. He was a one-time powerhouse in Washington until 2006 when his operation collapsed in scandal and he went to prison. Ring is charged with lavishing gifts upon well-placed Republican staffers on Capitol Hill and at the Bush administration Justice Department. Prosecutors say he used the gifts to win official acts to benefit Abramoff's clients. A week into the jury deliberations, the panel now says it's agreed on one count. That involves a transaction with former Republican Congressman John Doolittle and his wife. Doolittle gave up his seat in Congress because of the scandal. He and his wife are not charged. Judge Ellen Siegel Huvel has told the jury to keep working on the other counts against Ring. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The lead economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association says he believes home foreclosures will peak by the end of next year. At the trade group's annual convention in San Diego, Jay Brinkman said he expects unemployment will peak at 10.2% by the middle of next year, but he predicts a pickup in economic activity in the second half of 2010, with some increase in sales of existing homes. China says its exports fell last month, but not as much as in previous months, a sign of possible economic recovery, however modest. China says its exports fell more than 15% in September from a year before. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.